You might call one of those a pit.
I was trying to think.
You might call it
a cherry pit, maybe.
A cherry pit, yeah. That would be.
But I call it a peach seed.
But you call it a peach seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the kind of peach.
Or stone. No, that's cherry. Okay.
Stone. Well, now some people say stone with peach too.
Freestone.
Freestone.
That's what it is.
That's the kind.
Yeah.
That comes off.
Yeah.
Now the kind that clings, you'd call that a
cling.
Yeah. The part of the apple that you throw away would be
core.
Do you know of a name for dried fruit? Pieces of dried fruit.
Dried fruit.
The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast would be.
Chestnuts?
Oh, you probably don't know that you pull them up out of the ground. Okay, Jif makes.
Oh, peanuts!
Yeah. That's the thing. If you don't,
chestnuts grow on a tree, but yeah. That's the only thing I could think of that you roasted.
If you don't live out in a farm, you don't know peanuts come from the ground. So you.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that either. I mean, I found it out. Okay, there's a type of ice cream that's called black.
Cherry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's
black walnut.
Yeah, I should have said it has a nut name. Now, if you saw a walnut, like on a walnuts that come off trees, the green part of it, that hard green part, you'd call that the
a shell or the hull, I guess.
Okay, that's what would. Do you know a distinction between shell and hull on a walnut?
No, not really.
Okay, you. Now, another type of nut that people make Cairo nut pie with.
Pecan?
Yeah. I don't know. That's one of those things. I don't know how to say it without giving the word. Okay, another type of nut that there's an extract that comes from it. It's a kind of extract that you. The nut itself is flat, shaped kind of like an eye. And it has
almond?
Yeah. Okay, the kind of fruit that they grow so much of in Florida.
Grapefruit, orange.
Okay. The plural of orange would be?
Oranges.
And if you had bought some oranges and there were not any more left, you'd say your oranges are?
Gone.
Now, this next part's going to be about vegetables, things that grow in the garden. Okay, the little red root vegetable that you put in salads.
Carrot? Red. Radish.
Yes,
radish.
Yes. Okay, now the type of vegetable, well, the plants have to be staked up.
Beans.
Okay.
Tomatoes.
Okay, yeah. Now, do you know what you call a little kind of tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes.
Now,
some people call them Tommy toes.
Tommy toes, yes. Along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Now, the kind of potatoes that have yellow meat in them would be?
Sweet potato. Some people call them yams.
The thing that, if you cut it, it makes your eyes water.
Onion.
And the kind of onion that you eat the whole thing would be? I'm sorry.
A green onion,
yeah.
Or a spring onion?
Yeah. Either. Yeah. So, now, are those the same thing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you usually find in a gumbo?
Oh, chicken,
yeah.
Rice.
Yeah. A type of vegetable.
Rice.
Okay. Okra. How would you say it?
Okra.
Okay. If you had something like, if you left an apple outside, it would get all
shriveled.
Now, if you were talking about the kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads, if you
lettuce, cabbage.
Okay. Now, in talking about cabbage, if you had some very large ones, you might say those, if you want to express.
Cabbages?
That's, yeah. You would say, in completing the sentence, you'd say those.